This is a Carlisle ValueCast, brought to you by the Carlisle Group. ValueCast brings you insights from our One Carlisle Network, providing analysis, data, and observations to help you navigate the global economy and top-of-mind issues in news. The Carlisle Group. Invest wisely. Create value.
Greetings and welcome to Carlisle ValueCast. I'm Chris Ullman, head of Carlisle's Global Communications. Today we are discussing diversity and inclusion, what it is, and how it can make companies better. And joining us are Jay Sammons, Managing Director on the Consumer and Retail Sector Team, Pam Bentley, Managing Director and Chief Accounting Officer, and Tanaka Mashashwe, Vice President on the Industrial and Transportation Sector Team. Welcome, Jay, Pam, and Tanaka.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's great to have you here. So let's do a little level setting. Give me a quick overview of what is diversity and inclusiveness even mean? Jay, why don't we start with you?
I think it means the recognition on the part of an organization and its leadership that we will make better business decisions and have a more engaged workforce and ultimately have more success if we have a team that not only is diverse, but a team that values that diversity and leverages it as a competitive advantage.
Pam.
For me, it's about surrounding yourself with people who have different perspectives and bring something new to the table that you wouldn't think of yourself. On a personal side, it just makes life a lot more interesting. And I'm proud to say that my children are following our lead. For them, it doesn't matter whether you're blue, pink, or purple. You hope you see more of that in this upcoming generation.
Tanaka.
It's about having unique talent and perspectives in an organization that brings people together and get to better outcomes. And I also think it will generally help build sort of a culture and brand here. And I think as the culture becomes that way, it becomes self-fulfilling. More people want to work here, more diverse talent.
So it sounds like there is a business case to be made for a diverse and inclusive environment. Tanaka, can you give us an example or two of how we demonstrate inclusiveness at Carlisle and just the way we do business every day?
Carlisle is an extremely inclusive and collaborative environment. My perspective on the deal team is that regardless of gender, race, background, and even seniority here, your opinion and thoughts are valuable. The best example I have is looking at any new deal, whether you're 1 month in as an associate or a managing director, if you're on the team, you're expected to have a view and contribute that view, and it's taken seriously.
So Jay, you've been at the firm for a number of years now. How have you seen the firm's understanding of and embracing of diversity and inclusion evolve over time?
I think evolve is a good word to describe it, because this is not something where we can simply flip a switch and make diversity happen. Instead, it's been the result of what I view as a very steady focus over time on building a team that better reflects the world in which we live and the world in which we are investing. As a firm, we've become more global, entered a lot of new business lines. And as that's happened, the importance of diversity has only grown. We now have over 1,700 people all around the world, and by tapping into people's unique backgrounds, perspectives, and experiences, we'll continue building a better business.
Has it been a challenging process for the firm, would you say, or natural? What has driven it, ultimately?
I think it's been natural. It's come as a result of the combination of tremendous leadership on the part of our founders and other senior partners of the firm, but also a result of the input and hard work of a lot of other people throughout the organization. Because so many of the sources of talent from which we recruit are themselves not diverse, being successful in building a diverse team here requires a relentless focus on making sure we're seeing diverse talent from across the spectrum.
Pam, as Chief Accounting Officer, how does diversity and inclusion interact with your day-to-day job and your team?
On a day-to-day basis, we try and focus on bringing a diverse group to the table when we have problems to solve, processes to build, systems to build, to better serve our investors. I find I want to deliberately call on those people that I know have high potential, but might lack confidence. I think it's helping people find their voice to bring the right solutions in addition to the recruiting efforts that Jay mentioned.
Jay, as a senior member of the Carlisle Consumer and Retail team, how has Carlisle's views on diversity and inclusion affected your team or the way you approach deals, value creation?
I believe that we have access to more investment opportunities and we ultimately make better investment decisions when we're able to harness the perspectives of a more diverse team. So let me just give you one example from the consumer sector where I spend my time. I read a recent study indicating that 85% of all consumer decisions in the United States are made by women. Half of products that are typically marketed to men are actually purchased by women. Nearly 70% of new car purchase decisions are made by women. So it's abundantly clear to me that a team of men is not going to be as effective making investment decisions as a diverse team of investors.
Before, we talked a little bit about Carlyle's evolution in this area. We have created so-called ERGs, employee resource groups. We have African American, women's, LGBT, working parents, veterans, and young professionals. Jay, why don't you tell us a little bit about the LGBT effort?
I helped start the LGBT ERG, and today we have a sizable and growing membership base from across the firm. And we focus primarily on two things. First, working with the firm's leadership to make certain that the firm's policies and procedures and benefits are inclusive from a sexual orientation and gender identity perspective. And second, to focus on external communications to demonstrate that Carlyle is indeed an open and inclusive workplace with respect to the LGBT community. Since our group's formation, we've sponsored the Out for Undergraduate Business Conference and have already had success in identifying talent that we otherwise might not have identified and success recruiting some individuals to the firm through that channel.
Can you give us an example of a specific policy that has changed due to your efforts?
Early on, there were some policy matters related to domestic partner benefits, to gender neutrality in our employment policy that needed to be addressed and changed. And it was one of the great benefits of forming this ERG is we were able to create a voice for the LGBT community within the firm to express those views and needs, and ultimately it results in Carlyle being and being perceived by the outside world as a more inclusive place.
Pam, tell us a little bit about what the women's ERG has been doing and what your objectives are.
We're focused in five primary areas. One is career advancement of women and how we think about retention of women throughout their career. Alongside that, we're focused on professional development, focused on how do we give women their voice? How do we give women confidence without being labeled a bully? How do we analyze the different barriers that prevent women from being retained in different workplaces? We also handle a leadership speaker series. We try and, again, give women strong, successful role models who've been able to manage through their careers. And recently we interviewed Mary Petrovich from Axel Tech International, one of our portfolio companies. And she was absolutely spectacular. And we bring people like that into the organization to really give us that motivation, the you can do it kind of attitude that we all can benefit from. In addition to that, we are focused on recruiting and making sure that as we recruit, we're thinking about the right type of diversity that would make our teams operate better.
I was at the Mary Petrovich interview session and I was blown away. So when you have that type of event, is it just for women?
Absolutely not. I think one of the things we can improve upon in those events is making sure we're getting a more heterogeneous group together. Because women have gotten somewhat used to us providing these kind of role models through these types of speakers events and getting their perspective on women's issues in the workplace. One of the things that we can do better around diversity and inclusion is making sure that it's our male counterparts that are hearing the perspectives of women if we really want to improve in the workplace in this area.
Tanaka, tell us about the African American ERG.
I've been the head of the African American ERG for about a year now. We're really focused on recruiting, retention, and development of diverse talent. We've come up with some dynamic training, some community outreach events. We've built partnerships with historically black colleges, as well as some other organizations. This summer we had an event with the National Association for Black Accountants, NABA. We did it in New York. We partnered with the African American ERG from Goldman Sachs. It really served to, one, just raise awareness for the opportunities for accountants in private equity and at Goldman Sachs in banking as well. And then it also served as sort of a membership drive to help drive members to NABA. It was a great event. We got some good feedback and actually produced a couple of candidates for partnership accounting and fund management as well.
How do you like doing some of these recruitment type activities at historically black colleges, for example?
I think it's all really important because when I was coming through college, I barely knew what private equity was. I barely knew what banking was before I did it. I think getting out on campus is an important thing. Being able to go there and have Carlisle have a voice and a face, and they know, oh, this is the Carlisle Group, and oh, there's opportunities here.
Pam, you are senior executive at Carlisle. You're a mom. How do you do it all?
Outsourcing. It's about having the right team. You have to take initiative to get your own resources to be successful at work or at home. You have to have confidence that you can do a great job in both, and you have to ask for what you need. And the firm has always been supportive when I've asked for what I've needed.
Jay?
I think a lot of it goes back to something that I'm fortunate to have, which is a great partner at home. My husband, we both have demanding careers, but we have to work very closely together to be great parents and also great professionals at what we do. I would also add that having a mentor at work, a manager at work, who has also gone through this ahead of me, has been a real benefit in that people on my team understand the demands of being a working parent in a demanding career and are respectful of my needs to be a great dad while also being trying to be great at what I do in the office.
In your leadership roles with the different ERGs that you lead, can you give me one example of someone you've met that touched you in some way?
For the NABBA event in New York, I did meet a gentleman who was a freshman in college, and I think it threw me because when I was a freshman, I wasn't thinking about going to networking events in New York City. And he didn't live in New York, so he came in and heard about it. We exchanged a few emails and are keeping in touch. And I looked forward to mentoring going forward because he's obviously a very ambitious kid and really excited and wanted to learn. And that thirst for knowledge and just his interest in finance in general to me was exciting and sort of something that gets you excited about what you're doing.
I remember the kickoff event that we had here in D.C. when we first formed the Diversity and Inclusion Council several years ago, and we were fortunate to have Lou Gerstner there speaking about his efforts to drive diversity and inclusion when he was leading IBM for many years. And he shared some stories about the early 90s and the challenges that IBM faced, and his focus was on culture and on people. And a key component of that was listening to the needs of the people in the organization. And one of the things that he noted was that a group of people at IBM raised their hands and formed an LGBT ERG at IBM in the early 1990s. And as a result of that group's hard work, IBM was one of the first Fortune 500 company to adopt domestic partner benefits. And what resonated was that it takes a combination of leadership, driven by Lou, one of the great leaders of our time, combined with the hard work of many individuals in an organization, and in that case, it was a group of LGBT professionals who raised their hand and said, there's something that we need to make IBM a better place to work. And the combination of those people raising their hand and Lou creating a culture where those people were listened to is a really, really powerful combination, and I think we are fortunate to have many of those same elements here at Carlisle.
When I first joined the Women's ERG, I was introduced through Dana Laidhold, our treasurer, to an organization called Doorways, a Virginia, D.C.-based organization that helps women in domestic abuse situations, generally in their children, find shelter in a confidential way. The leadership came in, and we combined it with a networking event for the women, and the leadership of Doorways came in and presented the organization. And one of the women in the audience, who happens to be a team member, came from a very similar background, and she broke down at the event. And it was a moment, though, where we were all able to rally around her and, again, see the power of that network. Give back to the community. We also raised a lot of money for the shelter. So it was a terrific event.
Tanaka, for the past several years, Carlisle has worked with the Twigo Foundation on the Twigo Fellowship. Give us an overview of what that is and tell us about your experience, because you were the inaugural fellow.
I was the first Twigo Private Equity Fellow. The fellowship is a year-long fellowship where you do 6 months of investing here at Carlisle. So I was in the automotive and transportation team then. And then I did 3 months at a portfolio company. So I worked at Sequa, one of our aerospace companies. And then it's 3 months at an LP. And I worked at CalPERS out in Sacramento. The point of the fellowship is to one, make sure for somebody who maybe has a non-traditional background or hasn't worked in private equity before. It allows you to come in, do a year in private equity, and you get to see the three major stakeholders, so the GP, the LP, and the portfolio companies, and how they all interact. I did the fellowship for a year and then was given the offer to come back full-time, and so I've been here since 2011.
Pam, let's look at reality. Sounds like we're perfect. There must be something as a firm we could be doing better, though.
Yeah, always a student. There's lots of things we can always do better. I think we have to work on inclusion and retention as the next step once they're here. Part of it is just, again, helping them find their voice, seek out those differing opinions, make sure we figure out how to increase sponsorship of those individuals from someone other than their direct boss.
So Jay and Tanaka, think a year or two ahead. What's one thing from a diversity inclusion standpoint that you would like to be able to say we've achieved in that time?
This is a bit more abstract, but I would really like organizationally for people to continue to understand and appreciate that we're not driving diversity for diversity's sake. We're driving diversity because it creates value and it makes us better at what we do and it makes us a better organization. And I think that it will require a lot of dedication and drive of leaders and everyone else in the organization to continue focusing on it. Eventually, it will become so ingrained because people will very naturally see the benefits that come out of having a diverse team with whom we can work to deliver great outcomes for our investors.
I agree with what Jay said. We have a diversity and inclusion council that meets, and I think you'll know the council is doing a great job when they're sort of working themselves out of a job. You don't need one organization trying to think of new ideas and pushing it. It just sort of happens naturally.
Jay, Pam, and Tanaka, thanks for sharing your thoughts and experiences on diversity and inclusion. And to our listeners, thank you for joining us on Carlisle ValueCast.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. For more information, go to our website at www.carlisle.com. This has been a Carlisle ValueCast podcast.